Now, barrier islands are the key to today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a country that has the world's longest chain of barrier islands. There are 54 of them in all. They form a chain that extends more than 355 miles along this country's South Atlantic coast. Question is, which country? By the way, a new study published in the Journal of Coastal Research reveals that there are hundreds more barrier islands around the world than previously thought. They're found off the coast of all continents except Antarctica. We're going to tell you more about that study. First, though, which country has the world's longest chain of barrier islands? We'll be back with the answer in just a few minutes. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. 54 barrier islands stretching in a chain some 355 miles long. It's the longest chain of barrier islands in the world, and it's off the coast of Brazil. The answer to our GeoQuiz today. Barrier islands are shifting collections of sand and sediment. They protect coastlines from storms and erosion, and they're also more numerous than previously thought. That's according to a study published in the Journal of Coastal Research. Oren Pilkey of Duke University co-authored the study, which counted 657 newly identified barrier islands around the world, and that includes the chain of islands in Brazil we just mentioned. Pilkey says that many of the new barrier islands were hidden under mangrove trees, and more islands are being identified now because of improvements in satellite imagery.
The majority of them appeared now because there was no available data on the maps and even on aerial photographs available to the public that would have told us about these islands in Brazil, for example. We had to go there and actually look at some of these islands before we were convinced ourselves that they were barrier islands. A barrier island, by definition, is a long strip of sand, you know, at least 100 meters wide, usually sometimes several miles wide, and 10, 20 miles long, with the ocean in front and lagoon behind, and either end are inlets. That's what a barrier island is.
What else differentiates these barrier islands from regular islands that are inhabited?
Well, many of the barrier islands are inhabited. And in fact, for example, in Spain or North America, major tourist industries involve the barrier islands, the building of high rises and so forth on barrier islands.
How does that happen? Because isn't one of the things that characterizes a barrier island the fact that it moves?
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose in the early days, in the 50s and 60s, we didn't really realize that the barrier islands moved. We have one island here in North Carolina that's moving at 16 feet a year. That's a pretty rapid rate of movement. Others are moving at a somewhat smaller rate, but it's a real movement.
But when they're developed, is that beneficial or not?
Well, I think it's crazy. I think it's irresponsible. I think it's stupid because, first of all, you have storms. There's going to be a lot of storm damage. And then you have, on a longer term, you have an erosion problem. And so we're spending millions of dollars every year pumping sand on a beach to try to overcome the erosion problem. But the problem is that when the barrier islands are in trouble, so are the major cities of the world. So is Manhattan. So is, Shanghai. The city that's most threatened in the world is Miami, which has so much low elevation and very high value of property. Others include New York and Boston in the U.S. and Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and in Holland, and so forth and so on. And when these cities are in trouble, it's going to be very costly to protect them. And I think the cities will trump the barrier islands.
For funding, for resources.
Yes. And so therefore, the barrier islands are going to be left to themselves. And I think we can say they're pretty much in trouble.
Professor Oren Pilkey of Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I hope I've helped.
And by the way, congratulations to the winners of our GeoQuiz texting game today. We chose three names out of our virtual hat. They are Jana from Boston, Valerie from Boca Raton, Florida, and Matt from Martinsburg, West Virginia. All texted us the correct answer, which again was Brazil. We'll play again next week, and you can join us right now by texting the word GeoQuiz to this number, 69866. Again, 69866.